My name is Gordon Lyndhurst. I'm the Conservative candidate in Edinburgh South West at the general election, 7th May. I live and work in Edinburgh. I live in the constituency. I'm a self-employed advocate and represent all sorts of people in the courts or advise them on things.
So can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Well, I've been an advocate based in Edinburgh for the past 20 years. Not originally from Edinburgh. I came to Edinburgh to university at 18 and have spent the majority of my life since then in Edinburgh, although in between I've lived in other places, studied and so forth, and worked, lived elsewhere as well. I come from a non-legal family background. My father was a secondary school teacher in a state school. My mother was a nurse. She trained in Glasgow, worked in the Gorbals before they demolished the old flats there years ago.
Can I ask, what was it made you want to make the transition from sort of legal to politics?
My interest in politics goes right back to probably when I was a teenager. It was my mother that got me interested in politics because she would discuss a lot of issues and things with me. And in fact, I've been actively involved in Scottish politics since standing in the 1999 Scottish Parliament election. So I've stood at various elections in Edinburgh and the Lothians over the past 15, 16 years. My interest is because politics, of course, matters, because the decisions that politicians make matter to all of us, but also my involvement in politics as a volunteer, because I'm not a professional politician, is partly to try and influence the political process for the better. Hopefully, that's what all people involved in politics are about. Politics is not just about parties and their policies, but about people involved in it, because you have different views in all the different parties, as well as between the parties. For me, it's the important thing is about the people and what politics does for the ordinary people.
Is there any sort of works or experience that you have in the area?
In Edinburgh, of course, I've been involved in a number of things over the years. For example, Bethany Christian Trust, member of a caravan team that goes out, gives soup and a roll to homeless people Saturday nights. I think most people will be familiar with that. I've been involved in other things. I was honorary secretary of the Edinburgh branch of Alzheimer's Scotland for a couple of years a while back. I've volunteered abroad as well, for example, in Romania, working with a local charity there as a team leader for sort of going into orphanages and hospitals to bring supplies in, that sort of thing.
So is there any sort of issues or policies that you're campaigning or that the Conservatives are campaigning on that you think will have a big impact on the West of Hills area?
Well, the Conservative policies on the economy are very important because they've had a beneficial effect in Scotland and throughout the United Kingdom in terms of bringing unemployment down, bringing employment up, giving people jobs, also raising the income tax lower rate band. So it's taken a lot of people out of income tax altogether, which is particularly important to lower wage people. So these are the sorts of things I think will help people in Wester Hales, because it gives them the opportunity to get out of, if they are in the poverty trap, for example, it gives them the ability to help themselves in a way that otherwise is not possible without a good, strong economy, which doesn't mean, of course, that we don't need to look after people who are not fortunate enough to be in a position to help themselves.
What sort of effect do you think that the referendum might have on the general?
The referendum itself, that's an interesting question, of course, and something that everyone is discussing. I'm not a prophet, so I'm not going to make a prediction or exact prediction. I think that clearly there are issues about what way people are going to vote in light of the referendum. The referendum itself, I think, was for a lot of people a very divisive issue. Even within families, it's caused difficulties, even with people here in the constituency. So I'm more interested in seeing how we can work together moving towards the future. And I think it's critical that people work together to improve things. Once we start dividing people up, there's no end of that. Well, I think that Edinburgh is a great city to live in. As I said, I'm not originally from Edinburgh, but in fact always seems to pull me back here. And I think what's very important is that we work together to try and make Edinburgh a better city for everyone, including people in areas that some might think are not as well off as others.
Can I ask why it was Edinburgh South West you decided to stand for, is it?
Well, I suppose it's partly because I have a connection here, because I'm currently living here. Not that I've lived here for the whole of the last 20 years, for example, but previously I did live here, and I've always had a close connection with this part of the city. You know, it's a great part of the city.
The area, of course, had a sort of a Conservative MP for quite a long time. It was Malcolm Rifkind, and then there was sort of Conservative MSPs. Is there anything you'd like to comment about that at all, or anything you'd like to say?
It certainly still has Conservative representation because there are Conservative councillors, two Conservative councillors in Edinburgh South West. There's also a European Conservative member of the European Parliament, Ian Duncan, who doesn't live in South West but does live in Edinburgh. So we still have Conservatives representing South West at those levels, and also the Scottish Parliament, because of course we have two Conservative MSPs that represent Edinburgh and the Lothians as well. And I think it would be to the benefit of the area to have a Conservative MP and indeed a Conservative MSP.
Is there anything you'd like to add at all?
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to answer your questions.